Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
They came out from the presence of a man who sleeps with demons. So what kind of atmosphere do you think that a throne room is? The whole bunch is full of fear and anxiety and darkness. And that's what they were sent out from. And they were sent out with, hey, don't you come back without his head. That's what they were sent out with.
Yeah.
So, man, they're charged. They're trying to work their stuff up. Right? We don't care what's going on. We're going in there. We're taking him down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They were chanting to each other. And they were, you know, hitting each other in the chest. Going, we're going to do it. And as they got close, they heard the music. They looked at each other and said, stay focused. Stay focused now. We got a job to do. The music got stronger. Now, here's another thing. Do you hear music? We see this again and again. Music, I should say, proper music, helps to affect and influence the environment. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Good or bad? The devil loves some of these concerts that people go to. You can see how much people are yielding to wrong spirits by how things go when it gets to the place where it's chaotic and it breaks out and property is destroyed. Do you see this? And people are hurt. Well, that just shows you. Devils are in manifestation, man. People are yielding to them. There is killing and there is stealing and there's destroying. That's what's been going on in France. Did you hear me? People are yielding. These spirits, they want to do that every day and night. But they have to work with people and work them up to get them to the place where they'll yield to them and give them the environment where they can move. Well, the Holy Ghost wants to do things. Day and night. Good things. Light things. Saving, healing, delivering, helping. Oh, reveal joy and peace. But people have to cooperate with him. Instead of quenching him, shutting him down, got to cooperate, yield, provide the environment. Well, man, needs some of his elite team that was sent to take David down, they hear this music. Next thing you know, they're patting their foot. Team leader says, focus, soldier. Yes, sir. We're going in. We're taking him down. Yes, sir. They get in there and they start prophesying. The prophets are prophesying. Samuel is directing the thing under God. And this is coming out and that's coming out. And you can sense the presence of God in that place. Man, the anointing, it just saturating that place. It's wall to wall, presence of God in there. And these guys, I mean, they might be hardened soldiers, but they are also Jews. They're descendants of Abraham. They know the covenant. They know the promises. They believe in God. And this is just too real. And they know David's been anointed. And this is just too real. And while they're standing there and their hardness is melting and they're beginning to show respect and reverence to the older man of God, Samuel, and to these others that are ministering and flowing, and they took off their hats and their caps and they laid their hardware down and they begin to raise their hand. And the next thing you know, here they go. Out of their mouth comes prophecy. Can you see this? What is such a factor here? Environment. Now, they're out of the devil's territory. They're in God's territory. God's got sway in this place. Oh, do you have a heart for that? For this place? Do you have every square? People just get close and begin to sense the presence of God. People can't bring their devils on here. Their devils won't come on the parking lot. They have to stay out. The wrong stuff will just, even if people are being tormented and having trouble, when they come in here, they'll have peace while they're here. Because these spirits can't operate in here. Now, it's such a clear example of this. Do you remember back prior to this, what is it, like the 16th chapter or so? I'm not finished with this, but to remind you, how David and Saul got acquainted was how God used David, you know, to bring Goliath down. And then Saul is in such a, he's so far from God, he's so backslid and so messed up that now the anointing has left him and an evil spirit is troubling him and tormenting him. The implication is it's causing him problems both physically and emotionally and psychologically. And so some of his counsel, good counsel too, they said, let's find somebody that's anointed, that can play well on an instrument and come in and play, and we think you could get relief that way. That was some godly counsel, wasn't it? And who happens to be available that is anointed? David. And so David comes in. You remember what the scripture said? While David would play, Saul would get relief and he'd get refreshed. Oh, can you say amen? And the evil spirit would leave him. Why? Because he couldn't stay in that presence. Couldn't stay in that anointing. See, that's why, you know, thank God for laying on of hands. Thank God for anointing with oil. Thank God for a spirit being discerned and cast out. But that's not the only way you can get set free. You get in a place where the presence of God is strong enough, you can be healed and nobody touch you. Nobody pray for you. You can be delivered and nobody discern anything. It's just the anointing of God was so strong that ugly stuff couldn't stay.
Amen.
It just had to leave, had to get out of you.
Whew.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
That's what was happening with Paul. When the Bible said from his body were brought into the sick handkerchiefs or aprons. And when they came in contact with the sick or the oppressed, the evil spirits went out of them and the diseases left them. Why? The anointing is the presence of God. When that anointing came in, devil stuff goes out. It's the law of displacement. Now can you see this? In 19, let me finish up with this. Saul sent these people. Verse 21, so what does he do? It was told Saul that your team you sent just went down there and prophesied and come back without David. He said, give me some real men that know how to obey orders. And so they picked some tougher guys. And they sent them. Verse 21. And what happened? They prophesied
likewise.
Don't you know these guys meant to do business?
Yeah.
The first team failed.
Yeah.
They probably laughed at him and said, you did what? I thought you were a soldier. I know it, but you weren't there. You didn't bring, he was there? You saw him? Yeah, I saw him. He was sitting up there with Samuel. He was within 20 feet of you and you let him get away? He didn't even leave. We left. You did what? After we prophesied. You prophesied? What am I running here? School of ministry? You're supposed to be the military. So he sent a second bunch and they also prophesied. And it's not over. And Saul sent messengers the third time. What happened to them? They prophesied too. I don't think they meant to prophesy when they left his prayer. Don't you think he gave them some words? He's a demon-possessed man almost. I mean, we came down and probably threatened to kill him. Who knows? And so they got their intent on bringing him back. I'm talking about the third team. And as they get there, they hear the music. The toe tapping starts. They go, no. Now we're going to complete our mission. And they go in there, and the presence of God is so strong, and they see these guys prophesying. Not only did they not get him, they also prophesied. They begin to do what they were doing. We're talking about the moving of the Spirit. Now, that's not the end. Keep reading. Verse 22, then went he also to Ramah. He said, you're going to do something right, you got to do it yourself, I guess. So I'm sure he took his spear. And he goes himself, and I'm sure he thinks, I am not going to be swayed by this bunch. I am going down personally, and I'm going to take him after three of his teams have failed. He said, where's Samuel and David? They said, well, they're still right up there at Nioth at Ramah where they've been for the last 3 months. Didn't three of your teams come down here already? So he went there to Nioth and Ramah, and the Spirit of God was on him also. And he went on and prophesied till he came to Nioth in Ramah. Got on him before he got there. He is a cussing, hate-breathing, demon-oppressed specimen of a man. And before he even gets to the place, he came there to kill David. That's God. Kill David. Kill David. Kill the prophesy. No. Kill David. Prophesy. Prophesy. Oh, glory to God. And he just started prophesying and listening to the music and prophesying and came right on in and stripped off his clothes. These would be his kingly garments, his authority denoting garb. He pulled it all off down to his basic underwear type stuff, I guess, and lay down in the floor. Prophesied all that day and all that night. David and Samuel sitting right up here on the platform. He thinks it's been his goal for the last several years to kill him. They've spent all kind of money. They've sent all kind of troops. There he is right there. He's laying on the floor in his t-shirt. Prophesying. He's the king. Not in here.
No, that's our king. Yeah.
Not in here. There's a greater than he.
Amen.
And the presence of God was so strong that it was undeniable. And he lay down there, prophesied all day and all night. You thought our meetings went long. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me life.